The Kumanogawa is a river that has been an integral part of the unique culture of the Kumano area since ancient times. Before the advent of modern-day transportation infrastructure like roads and railways, this river system served as a vital transportation route connecting the isolated areas of the mountains to the coast and ocean-going routes.
So it was like a sort of water highway?
Yeah, sampan plied the Kumanogawa for over 1,000 years as a ferry service, not only for local people, but also for the pilgrims that visited the area. After walking the Nakaichi route from Kyoto and paying homage at the Kumano Hongu Taisha, devotees would most often proceed by boat 40 kilometers downstream to the Kumano Hayatama Taisha at the mouth of the river in Shingu. The impressive natural features along this scenic waterway were considered with awe to be belongings of the Kumano deities. A trip down the Kumanogawa was a fundamental component of the Kumano pilgrimage.
Did they carry anything else other than people?
Yeah, they also transported cargo. Goods that were produced or found in the mountains like lumber, charcoal, mountain vegetables, tea, paper, and taro were shipped to Shingu. The boats didn't return empty, though. From the coast, they brought goods into the mountain communities that they couldn't produce or didn't have very much of, such as salt, sake, soya sauce, miso, rice, sugar, and produce from the ocean like seafood and seaweed.
What? You mean they went upstream, against the current, with loaded boats? How did they do that? They didn't have engines then, did they?
No, they didn't have engines. There's a strong wind that blows up the valley. Locally, it's called kochi, or east wind. They would use the energy of the wind and sail up the river.
But what if the kochi winds didn't blow?
Well, they would use muscle power and pull the boats. It was a very laborious and technical undertaking. These boatmen were highly respected, and in fact, there was a poem written 1,000 years ago by a pilgrim that venerated their strength and skill.
How long did it take them?
About 4 hours to go downriver to Shingu from Hongu. It varied on the return trip with the conditions, but usually about 2 days.
Do they still use the river for transportation today?
No, not for cargo, but there are sightseeing tours that you can go on downstream. Kayaking is also a very popular way to experience this special waterway. But close to Hongu, there usually isn't enough water.
Not enough water? You said that it was a vital transportation route. How did people boat down the river if there usually isn't enough water?
The Kumanogawa's watershed is 2,360 square kilometers, and it's 183 kilometers long, with dozens of tributaries. For Japan, it's a big watershed. Also, we get a large amount of rainfall every year, so there used to be lots of water. It was a mighty river.
Well, what happened?
In 1963, a large dam was built upstream. There are now 3 dams on the main river plus 4 others on tributaries. The water is used to make electricity. Some of the water is piped out to another watershed in northern Wakayama Prefecture. The dam close to here pipes water to an electricity plant downstream, so most of the water bypasses this section of the river. It's totally different than it used to be. The construction of dams, along with the rise of vehicle traffic, drastically changed the way of life in this isolated area of Japan. When there's a large amount of rain, the dams open and the river fills with water. That's when you can see the historical size of the river. It's quite impressive.
Sounds like it.
It wasn't just a transportation route either. It was also a vital source of food. The fish and other river life, such as eels, crabs, and shrimp, were often eaten. In fact, fishing for ayu, or sweet fish, is still very popular. you can find it served at the local lodgings and restaurants. I love ayu. It's so delicious.
I understand now why you said that the river was an integral part of the unique culture of Kumano.
Yeah, it's so important. Some people believe that it's the object of worship of the Kumano Hongu Taisha. It's so important that it's registered as UNESCO World Heritage as part of the Kumano Kodo pilgrimage route. It's a precious and peerless example of a pilgrimage route on a river, a long, linear cultural landscape that represents the culture of Kumano.